Here's a stool, dear.
Oh, thanks.
What can I get you, sir?
What would you like, Steve?
Well, I don't know. What does one usually drink out here?
You drink what you feel like. Dry martini?
Yes, I'll have a dry martini.
Dry martini and a whiskey and soda.
Thank you, sir.
Could I trouble you for a light, sir?
Certainly. There you are.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you, very kind. You know, I don't think there's anything I enjoy quite so much as a good cigar. But, Dad, I think it's going to be troublesome. Could I encroach on your kindness once again?
Yes, of course.
Thank you. That's better. Much more satisfactory. I'm indebted to you, sir.
That's all right.
Dry martini, whiskey and soda.
Thank you. Keep the change.
Can I get you anything, sir?
Yes. I'd like a brandy and soda. Large.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I beg your pardon, ma'am. Did the smoke from a cigar...
Oh, no, that's quite all right.
Very careless of me.
It's quite all right, really.
No, it was careless, ma'am, and I apologise. Have you just arrived in Cairo, sir?
Yes, this afternoon.
Your first visit, ma'am?
Yes.
And yours, sir?
No, I've been here before.
You know it well?
Well, I wouldn't say I know it well.
No, of course not. A stupid question, sir.
Brandy, sir?
Thank you. Thank you, boy. How I envy you. How I envy you, ma'am, seeing this ancient, illustrious city for the first time.
I must confess I'm looking forward to it.
Show her everything, sir. The pyramids, the Sphinx, the Mosque of El Hakim, the exquisite Maristan. Don't neglect your duty. Show her everything. Remember, he who hath not seen Cairo hath not seen the world. Its soil is gold. Its Nile is a wonder. Its women are like the black-eyed virgins of paradise. Your very good health, sir. And yours too, ma'am.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Should you wish to return to the land of austerity with a small choice memento of your brief sojourn in this historic capital, may I respectfully draw your attention to the House of Bari, from which flowery phraseology you gather that I am nothing more or less than a glorified tout. However, permit me to introduce myself. The name is Quinn, Patrick Norman Quinn.
Glad to meet you, Mr. Quinn. My name is Temple.
Temple, did you say? Now, that's a name that strikes a familiar note. Temple. It escapes me. Just for the moment, the significance of the name escapes me.
Who's that man you mentioned, Bari?
Zoltan Bari. He's a Turk. He has a curio shop in the Avenue Shulamar. You should go there, ma'am. I'll give you the address. I have a card somewhere with the... here we are. Take it.
Well, thank you.
Mention my name. Don't forget to mention my name. Quinn, sir. Quinn. Patrick Norman Quinn.
We shan't forget.
'Tis the commission I'm concerned with, of course. That you'll readily understand.
Would you like another brandy and soda, Mr. Quinn?
No. No, I'll be making a move. I'm showing a party of distinguished ladies and gentlemen round the city this evening. You wouldn't care to join the party, I suppose.
Do you recommend it?
Professionally, I can't speak too highly of the project. But speaking to you as a friend, privately, as you might say, I should give it a miss. It'll be as dull as dishwater and as boring as blazes.
That's frank enough.
You'll find me dishonest, ma'am, but strictly frank. If I can be of any service to you at any time, night or day, just speak to the concierge. He'll know where to find me.
We'll bear that in mind, Mr. Quinn.
You would be well advised to, sir. Good night, ma'am. Good night, sir.
He's quite a character.
Yes, but a little goes a very long way. Well, how about that stroll, darling?
I'm ready. Oh!
What is it?
My ring, my diamond ring. I must have left it in the bathroom.
That wasn't very bright. Oh. I'll run up and get it.
No, I'll go. I can also powder my nose. See you in the hall.
Yes, all right. Have you got the key?
Yes.
Don't be long.